Hello, thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. In our recent study, we looked at angels, cherubim, and seraphim. Today, we will review an act of rebellion by one of the cherubim and how that one corrupted cherubim has tried to destroy our relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. The idea of Satan and demons are sometimes dismissed by people as being fanciful fables and merely a personification of evil. Satan and the demons are very real as God the Father and Jesus Christ. We will find out that belief alone is insufficient for salvation because even the demons believe and tremble. We'll see what originally corrupted Satan and led to the rebellion, as well as study how Satan attacks us. We'll begin with a concept we all need to know. Satan and the demons are engaged in spiritual warfare and seek our eternal death. With this objective in mind, Satan seeks not only our destruction, but the destruction of all others of the household of faith. Satan knows the time is limited and seeks to prey with an E on spiritually weak individuals to cause their spiritual death. We know from the Bible that Satan attacks all of the household of faith in a desire to cause our spiritual death. It is through faith, a step well beyond belief, that we resist Satan and the demons, knowing that through this process, God the Father, through Jesus Christ, will bring us to perfection. Let's read 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Satan has attempted to influence people since the very beginning, and in Genesis we see the serpent tricking Eve into disobeying God. That's a tactic that Satan still uses to this day. Satan began by confirming what God had already told Eve, that they were not to eat of every tree of the Garden of Eden. And then Satan waited for Eve's response and then used Eve's response to put doubt into Eve's mind. Eve clearly explained that if they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would die. And it was with this response that Satan attacked Eve's understanding. Satan directly told Eve they would not die if they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and appealed to a conspiracy alleging that God withheld this tree from them solely because God knew it would make them like God. Think about that for a second. Who would not want to become like God? Chances are, if you are listening to this sermon today, you have a desire to become perfect like our Father who is in heaven is perfect. Satan did not attack Eve by appealing to that which was utterly and obviously evil, but by appealing to something that each of us today could relate to. We need to be thinking and on guard, knowing that the very first way Satan ever attacked people was through a desire to become like God. We will find out that Satan's ability to transform into an angel of light remains to this day and that many are deceived by thinking they are worshiping God when in fact they are worshiping Satan. In the story of the Garden of Eden, Eve bit the bait, and the rest is history as we know it. Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. Paul, an apostle, the most prolific author of New Testament writings, advised the Corinthians to beware of false apostles and deceitful workers who transform themselves into apostles of Christ. Paul explained to them that he wasn't into preaching for the money, that he led a very basic lifestyle so that the people of the church could be exalted. And he said this as an apostle to the Gentiles. Within the Church of God, there has been a long history of the ministers living an exalted lifestyle. And that directly contradicts what Paul writes about here. Paul warns of people who are seeking an opportunity to draw people away from the faith through deceptive teachings. Here's the reality. The only way you can know if somebody is deceptively teaching you is to study the Bible for yourself. Paul would go on to add that there would be religious people who might appear righteous who will come to nothing. This type of minister is transformed as a minister of righteousness as much as Satan is transformed as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 7. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren, which came from Macedonia, supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore, because I love you not, God knoweth. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. In an earlier chapter of the same book, Paul further explained that we are not to present the message of the kingdom of God from a vantage point of dishonesty, but by simply living a life that is a manifestation of the truth that is in each of us. Our hope of the kingdom of God is a hope that is hidden from many because their minds have been blinded by the God, small g, of this world. These are people who are not called at this time by God the Father, and who Satan does not want to understand the truth of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. People who are not called by God the Father at this time may be religious, albeit with a faith where their minds are blinded, responding to these false ministers of light. It was a problem with the early church and is a theme within the letters to the churches in Revelation. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, while acknowledging this church had been given an open door that no man could shut, Jews who worship at the synagogue of Satan are mentioned. Sadly, some have looked at this verse to persecute Jews when this verse is talking about people who have been misled by these ministers of righteousness who are transformed as Satan is transformed into an angel of light. We should learn from this verse there are those who call themselves Christians who have a false faith and belief set. We know from the account of the serpent with Eve in the Garden of Eden that this false faith will appeal to a normal desire among people to be like God. People value spirituality in their life. Because this false faith is around and permeates all who are not called, the best protection we have is to be fully knowledgeable of what is in the Bible through study. Revelation 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. With the children of Israel during the Exodus and the time of wandering in the wilderness, they soon forgot what God did for them. And instead of worshiping God, worshiped God not for what God had done for them or what they knew about God, but worshiped God by making God after an image and likeness of their making. From the very beginning, it was God who said, "Let us make man after our image, according to our likeness." Somehow, since that time, people have been trying to make God after their image, according to their likeness, or have made God after an image and according to a likeness they can understand. For many, this involves the worship of false gods and idols. In the modern era, we look to the children of Israel and their worship of the false gods of nearby countries, not always understanding that today we are subject to the same workings of the mind that led the children of Israel to the wrong decisions they made. Within each of these false religions is the influence of Satan and the demons. Whatever act in worship of these false gods was done by the children of Israel was an act of worship, even if unknowingly, of Satan and the demons. Psalm 106, verse 13. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron the saint of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and covered the company of Abiram. And a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land, they believed not the word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed, and that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them. They were mingled among the heathen and learned their works, and they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. This concept is restated in Deuteronomy, where it is made clear that worship of false gods is a worship of Satan and the demons that arises from forgetting God. Deuteronomy 32, verse 15. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. This false worship flows from that act of deception first described in the Garden of Eden. That is linked to the desire to be like God, if you will, to develop a spiritual quality in one's life. In faith, it is essential to know if the spiritual quality forming in your life is of God the Father and Jesus Christ, or Satan and the demons. Satan fell from a position of honor because Satan wanted to become like God. Satan wanted to become better than all of the other angels of God in what would be like a spiritual coup by attempting to enforce Satan's will against God instead of subjugating himself to the will of God. It was this desire that brought Satan to nothing, except for being a spiritual pain in the neck. Isaiah 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed the land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Repair slaughter for his children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. An inflated self-concept was at the root of Satan's rebellion, and it began with Satan, then Lucifer, the light bringer, the morning star, who through many different precious stones radiated the light in many different ways. It was Lucifer who was created in perfection, who overlooked the Creator and worshipped himself, the creation. It was Lucifer, one of the cherubim, who because he worshipped himself, the creation, rather than the Creator, sinned and fell from grace, becoming the adversary of God, who continues to walk about to this day as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Ezekiel 28, verse 12. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in the day thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Satan sought to overthrow the kingdom of God, because Satan did not know his place, and falsely worshipped himself as the creation. That's why we have to be mindful to remember we are made in the image and according to the likeness of God, not the other way around. Satan continues to persecute people who are of the household of faith today. And in Revelation, John describes a vision of the woman, the church, being pursued by the red dragon, Satan the devil. John also shows that before the return of Jesus, Satan and the demons will lose a major spiritual battle in heaven and be forever banished from heaven as the kingdom of God is proclaimed. On earth, Satan and the demons will persecute the church who have the testimony of Jesus Christ and who also keep the commandments of God. Revelation 12, verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with a child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And he still drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness and to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. When kicked out of heaven, Satan will no longer have access to God the Father. Even though Satan has rebelled against God, the Bible clearly shows in the book of Job that Satan still has access to God the Father. In the book of Job, we can see that Satan sought to destroy Job, even though God the Father was praising Job. Job 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made an hedge about him and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. During the time of Jesus, Jesus had to tell Peter that Satan wanted to sift Peter like wheat, causing Jesus to pray for Peter. It should be of no doubt to any of us that Satan seeks our destruction today. Luke 22, verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto them, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Satan has a short time to do his evil. He has only a human lifetime to effect evil in each of our lives. Time is not on Satan's side. Beyond the limitation of the human lifespan, Satan knows God's plan of salvation is moving towards its conclusion with the establishment of the kingdom of God and the eventual salvation of many, many people. The best weapon we can use is to resist Satan, knowing that Satan will flee from us. As we draw close to God, God will draw close to us. Instead of having a high opinion of ourselves, which was one of Satan's problems, we should humble ourselves before God, understanding we are the created, made in the image, and after the likeness of God. James 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. As we resist Satan, We do so in faith, never abandoning the faith. Each time we resist Satan, we are one moment closer to enduring to the end. When we abandon faith, our faith becomes shipwrecked, and we become vulnerable to Satan. 1 Timothy 1, verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. James famously tells us that faith without works is dead. If we do not act on our faith, we have a dead faith. Belief in God is alone insufficient for salvation, because even Satan and the demons believe and tremble. We must take action and demonstrate our faith through works, acts of faith, obedience to the law of God. It was Abraham who believed and was willing to offer Isaac to God, and this was imputed to him for righteousness. It was Rachel the harlot, and there is a reason why she was called Rachel the harlot, who received the spies of Israel and helped them sneak out of the city another way, who was for this act justified by her works. Our faith must be much more than belief, because even Satan and the demons believe. We must have obedience to what God requires of us, like Abraham, and like Rachel the harlot. We must never reject people advancing the kingdom of God. James 2, verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, and thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. And see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. The Bible shows that demons try to live through people. Jesus taught that when a demon is exorcised from a person, it will seek another person to live through, and the easiest person to control is the person most recently exorcised of the demon. The lesson we can learn from this teaching is that if we allow evil influences to exist in our life, these influences will only grow, become more powerful over time. Through time, if left unchecked, we will become much worse. Matthew 12, verse 43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Demons do not like to exist outside of the physical world, which is probably why today there is so much emphasis on worshiping the creation, even self-worship, in this world. In one example from the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus had cast demons out of people who acted so violently that other people avoided them. The demons didn't like this and asked to be allowed to possess a herd of pigs, which Jesus allowed. The demons caused the pigs to run off a cliff and fall to their death in the sea below. Matthew 8, verse 28. And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Now thou come hither to torment us before the time. And there was a good way off from them, and heard of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, Go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and perished into the waters. And they that kept them fled, and went their ways into the city, and told everything, and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. We know in the latter times, the times we live in today, that some will depart from the faith because they are, like Eve, tricked by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. These people might think they are trying to become like God, and instead of worshiping God, find themselves worshiping the creation, having made God after their image and according to their likeness. These people purposely lie, having no conscience, creating a form of righteousness that is beyond what is taught in the Bible, seeking in a perverted way, as Satan sought, to become like God the Father. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. As we live our life, we must remember that Satan and demons are not the personification of evil. Evil is real, just as Satan and the demons are real. Each day we fight a spiritual battle that we know we win by enduring to the end. We endure to the end by resisting Satan and the demons each day. We endure to the end through acts of faith, obedience to the commands of God like Abraham showed, when he is willing to offer Isaac, and by not rejecting the furthering of the kingdom of God, like Rahab the harlot. Satan made a choice based on an inflated self-image. Lucifer looked at the beautiful light reflecting off the many precious stones and thought highly of himself, never considering that Lucifer was created with that beauty, to be a symbol of the beauty of the truth of God. And in choosing self over God the Father, Lucifer became the enemy not only of God the Father and Jesus Christ, but to all mankind. No longer do we think of Lucifer, the morning star, but Satan, the prince of darkness. Satan deceptively attacks our faith through what brought him down. Satan had an inflated self-concept and sought to become like God and will seek to destroy us through similar deceptions. Let's not make the mistakes of Satan, who believes God and trembles, who has an inflated self-concept, who seeks to become like God without any effort and humility. It is when we endure to the end, whether the end of our natural life or the end of the earth as we know it, that we outlast Satan, that we overcome, that we win. Never give up. Never surrender. Remain humble before God, and we will have victory through God the Father and Jesus Christ over Satan and the demons. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.